From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops advance into the center of Ramadi. The troops are trying to reclaim the city, which was lost to Islamic State militants 7 months ago. A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service says there was fighting in the neighborhoods surrounding a government complex. The UN Refugee Agency reports an unprecedented 1 million people, most fleeing persecution and war, have arrived in Europe this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency says the number of refugees and migrants who have made the dangerous Mediterranean crossing to Europe is nearly five times higher this year than last. In 2014, nearly 220,000 people fled to Europe. It says more than 3,600 people died this year trying to reach Europe in flimsy smuggler boats. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Indian lawmakers have voted to lower the age at which persons can be tried as adults for serious criminal offenses.
Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those in favor, please say no. I think the ayes have, the bill is passed.
The move follows a wave of public anger over the release of one of the attackers in a notorious 2012 gang rape of a woman on a New Delhi bus. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight Monday is reported to have hit al-Shabaab positions in southern Somalia. Details are unclear, but local officials say the airstrike killed a number of militants, maybe even a senior commander. U.S. military officials have yet to confirm the airstrike. The United Nations Security Council is demanding all parties in Syria immediately let food, medicine, and other humanitarian aid across war zones. The 15 members unanimously passed that resolution on Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl appeared before a military judge Tuesday on charges he deserted his unit and misbehaved before the enemy. Bergdahl was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner exchange. Here is Colonel Daniel King of the U.S. Armed Forces Command.
The judge explained Sergeant Bergdahl's right to be tried before a panel or a military judge. The judge also inquired if Sergeant Bergdahl wished to enter any motions or a plea at this time. Sergeant Bergdahl deferred all of these decisions to a later hearing.
If convicted, Bergdahl could spend the rest of his life in prison. An Iranian nuclear official says Russia will begin building two nuclear power reactors in Iran next week. The project will be built under an agreement signed last year between subsidiaries of the country's atomic energy agencies. The United States Treasury Department Tuesday announced 34 individuals and entities, sanctioned 34 individuals and entities for evading U.S. sanctions on Russia. Those sanctions were put in place due to Russia's involvement in Ukraine. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate their country's actions to fight terrorism in the Middle East. It said the two leaders discussed the crisis in Syria during a phone conversation on Tuesday. Representatives of the rebels and the government of South Sudan have held their first meeting aimed at ending a civil war in the country. The two sides met in the capital, Juba, Tuesday in the hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. Voters in the Central African Republic have overwhelmingly backed a constitutional referendum aimed at ending nearly 3 years of political instability. Election officials Monday said provisional results showed 93% of voters were in favor of a new constitution, limiting the president to 2 5-year terms, cutting the power of the military, and ensuring religious freedom. A group of Kenyan Muslims protected Christian bus passengers when Islamist gunmen demanded the passengers split into groups by religion. The gunmen stopped the bus Monday in North Kenya's Mandera County. Local officials say passengers refused to separate into groups. Some Muslim passengers gave non-Muslims headscarves to conceal their identities. The militants decided to leave after the passengers' show of unity. Human Rights Watch said Tuesday Turkey needs to control its security forces. The group says Turkish government also needs to investigate the deaths of civilians killed during police operations and street violence. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up on the day. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.